much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I encourage every citizen watching this to look into your own heart and find the American courage that conquers all evil. I implore you to listen to this message and stand up. Take back your streets. Take back your country.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
And you got your start on American Idol. Tell me what that was like, trying to vie for, you know, a top spot on a... What season was it that you were on?
What the hell?
We are Kardashians. And in this family, being a good person and a loyal friend is more important than being famous. Fame is fleeting. It's hollow. It means nothing at all without a virtuous heart.
And now...
our feature presentation.
That was a funny moment. It was really a funny moment.
Did he take you right out of it?
Yeah, because if he didn't, if he really believed that, he did a poor job of convincing his family.
Well,
that.
He's been dead a lot of years.
No, I understand.
Though.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's so ironic.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 22nd of February.
How's everybody's weekend?
Busy. But
really?
Good.
You, yeah. Like, you left your house?
Multiple times, Bean. It was awful.
What did that do for your binge-watching?
I didn't binge-watch anything. I caught a couple episodes of Love last night.
The new Judd Apatow series?
Yeah, I would have been done with it.
Right.
Had
not
had, you know, stupid wedding shower stuff and dumb... Not mine, of course.
How many episodes of Love are
two.
There?
Oh,
how many are there?
I think 10, maybe?
Oh, so you would have been done by 6 p.m. had this been a normal weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Awful.
Is that good, by the way?
A lot of people think so.
You're not loving it?
He wasn't asking a lot of people.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Extremely unlikable people so far.
See, that's where I'm at on Billions, which I, on Ralph's recommendation, started watching. And it's very good, but there's no one to root for. And that is wearying for me.
Because you're so positive?
Yeah, you know me. I'm all about the love and the positivity. But you have
I agree. You need
I like to have somebody that I like on the show. Otherwise, it's just miserable people doing terrible things to other miserable people, and it's exhausting for me.
Kevin.
So,
how about you?
I don't watch Billions yet.
But do you have that same feeling about a show where you want to have somebody root for, or can everybody be evil and you're down?
I don't know. I feel like it helps. You need somebody that you're rooting for. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. So I don't watch Girls, by the way. Back to you.
But
you're not wrong on that. You're not wrong.
I love Paul Giamatti so much, though. You know, much like with The Blacklist, it's worth watching just for James Spader.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Billions, because I just love Paul Giamatti so much. So I'll stick with it. But anyway. Well, I'm sorry to hear you had to leave. That's awful.
It's okay. I was back home in time for Togetherness Sunday night. It's back. I feel good about my Sunday nights again.
You should feel better about adopting my no wedding BS policy.
Oh, yeah. I've known this girl since I was 13.
Well, so you got to cut your ties sometime.
Okay.
And for Bean, it's when they get married.
It's when they get married. Exactly. Hey, we do have a big show for you today, but I want to get started with this story, which I really found fascinating. Her name is Sherry Lynn Wilkins. You may not recognize the name, but you will recognize the story that was in the news a couple of years ago that is back in the news. She is 51 years old. She lives in Torrance. She, at one time, was a heroin addict and an alcoholic. She cleaned up her act in 2006, went to college for addiction treatment, and became a drug and alcohol addiction counselor at Twin Towns Treatment Center.
She's a bitch.
Well, not yet, but she will be in a minute.
Oh,
so
God.
It seemed like Miss Wilkins had completely turned her life around until an event that you will remember. In November of 2012, when she was driving down the road and hit a 31-year-old man named Philip Moreno, the collision was so strong that it knocked off Moreno's shoes and pants, and he landed on her windshield, where she continued to drive with him down Crenshaw Boulevard for 2 miles.
Yes.
Remember this lady?
Yes.
There were two ladies about the same time. The other one, if I recall, hit a guy and ended up with him in her garage.
Yeah, she went home, closed
went
garage
home.
Door, everything.
Right.
Yeah.
This woman drove 2 miles down the road with a critically wounded man on her windshield. For some reason, she pulled into a gas station in Torrance where other people saw what was going on and they were alarmed. So they boxed her in with their own vehicles and called 911. Paramedics showed up. They rushed the man to the hospital, but he had lost too much blood, so he died. All right. The reason I'm bringing all of this up, by the way, is that she went to trial shortly after that, and she was convicted, and she served, she was sentenced to 55 years in prison. Her attorneys appealed, and on Friday, her conviction was overturned.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Any clues as to why it would have been overturned? Oh, I will also add, by the way, that when police officers searched her car after the hit and run, they found bottles of Absolut vodka and a 40-ounce beer that had been purchased earlier that evening. And her defense was that she had consumed the alcohol immediately before she began driving. Her attorney argued, therefore, there's no way she could have been drunk at the time. It's impossible she could have been drunk when she hit the man because there was not enough time for the body to metabolize the alcohol. She had drunk it immediately before getting in the car.
That's
so that
her defense?
Was her, that was her defense, and it did not work because she was convicted to 55 years. But Friday, a California appeals court overturned the conviction. Can you guess why? And I have already mentioned the thing that got her her conviction overturned.
Illegal search.
And all right.
Whatever that is.
Illegal search is your guess?
Yeah. It's always a little procedural thing where they did something wrong when they were gathering evidence.
So you're suggesting they didn't have the authority to find the alcohol bottles in the car?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense when you say it, but it made sense when I thought it.
All right. Allie, why do you think this conviction was overturned based on something I've already told you, not additional unknown information?
I believe because she was boxed in at the gas station.
And how would that help her?
They boxed her in.
Right, right. Why would that overturn the conviction?
This was
Good Samaritan saying
false imprisonment.
Self-defense.
A murder.
All right. Your murder had to be in there somewhere.
I got nothing.
Chip, what say you?
Maybe was there a breathalyzer? Maybe that was thrown out?
No. By the way, there was a breathalyzer. Thank you for bringing that up. She was drunk at more than twice the legal limit with a 0.17 on the
scene.
Wow. The reason the conviction was overturned is that the appeals court judge said that the trial was unfair because prosecutors had introduced her prior criminal history during the court proceedings, coloring the jury's final opinion. Because they introduced that she had one time been an alcoholic and a heroin addict before she got clean, they said that people would go into the jury box automatically assuming that this was the type of behavior that she would engage in.
Because driving with a man lodged in her windshield isn't enough.
Yes, that's
unbelievable.
Right.
Doesn't the judge usually keep stuff out that isn't supposed to be in? Doesn't he say you can't bring that into court?
Yeah, and that's why her attorneys appealed it, though, hoping to get a judge with a different opinion as to what's admissible or not. And it worked this time. Now, this doesn't mean she's off, by the way. It just means that prosecutors are allowed to retry the case. And I can't imagine that there isn't enough on the surface of what happened that night to convict her. I don't think you need to bring up that she had an alcohol problem previously to get a conviction for with all these witnesses seeing her drive into a gas station with a man strapped to her car. So I think out of trouble here. I think she's still going to be convicted and go to jail. But right now, she's awaiting a retrial.
Well, I know who won't be on that jury. Thanks, Obama.
Right?
Ugh,
you making fun
worst.
Of Bean or you?
Me.
You, okay.
It's awful.
You and Bean both.
Now aren't you sad, Allie, that you didn't get picked the other day? What if this would have been your trial, though? Wouldn't you love to put this lady in jail for 55 years?
Yes.
Seriously, because you can tell she's guilty.
Yes.
So anyway, I'll keep my eyes peeled and see what happens in the retrial. But I was just so surprised that they would say that that had any impact at all on the facts of the case.
That's crazy.
Seems like they
had
enough, doesn't it?
You sure would think.
Sure would.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You know, this is why I don't mind the hours. I'm always learning something on the job. It's incredible.
Kevin, I can't look at you with that shirt.
Best shirt ever?
I can't. Bean, did you see his shirt when he walked in?
He walks in 1 second before we go on. He's a blur.
Puppy monkey baby.
He's moving. Is it a puppy monkey baby shirt?
And it's incredible. And, it's awesome. And I can't stop looking at it.
Where did you get it?
I don't know. Somebody sent me a link saying, hey, you should order this. And it took me to a store online, and I just ordered it, and it came, and I was so happy.
All right.
Because.
Puppy monkey baby.
Also, on the program today, we have Bridget Reagan from Agent Carter.
Reagan or Regan, by the way?
Regan?
I think it's Regan. Well, just based on how it's spelled, I would say Regan.
All right. We're going to introduce you to a hot piece of ass named Flossie Dickey.
Oh.
How dare you talk about my sweet Flossie like that? I love her.
Yeah. We have Harvey Levin on the program today. We're also going to talk to Beer Mug Master Financier.
Yikes.
He's in a lot of trouble. And we're kicking off the K-Rock World Tour 2016. Am I supposed to say this yet before we do the grand prize?
Yes. This one is on the air already.
It's your chance to win a pair of sold-out three-day passes to Coachella. And then if you're the grand prize winner, you get to see any band playing Coachella anywhere they're playing in the world.
That's unreal.
That's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Once I had a butthole.
Okay.
I feel like that's enough right there.
Nobody needed to hear that.
Mm-mm. Although that's Omar pretty much all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can make everything about poop, that's for sure.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock at 5:53.
It is Monday morning. Ralph Garman steps in with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, how are you, my friend?
Could not be better.
Wow, happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was fun. Too short.
Yeah.
Too short.
I tell you what, we got spoiled. You know, we've had a couple of three-day weekends already this year. And you realize how great they are, and then you go back to the regular two-day weekends, and you go, not as good.
Although last week felt like it was about 8 days long.
Yeah, why
so
was
it didn't
that?
Really buy me any glad tidings of comfort.
It didn't?
Can you buy that?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'm hoping this week, although longer, will in fact feel shorter somehow.
All right. Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Let's go. Because I get in one of them puppy monkey baby shirts.
Right.
And we'll be in good shape.
Kevin, please put up a photo of that so
best
we can all
shirt
enjoy
ever.
It.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like this morning, however, Pete said, where'd you get that? He said, I don't know. Who doesn't know where they get
one
a
of my
piece
friends,
of clothing they're wearing?
One of my friends texted me a link and they said, this is for you.
Okay. And you clicked on the link and you bought it in an online store.
Yeah.
Well, then you know exactly where you got it.
Well, I know I got it in an online store. I couldn't tell you which one right now, but yeah. That's what I said.
Okay.
Where'd you get it? He said, I don't know. Versus like saying, I bought it online, which would put that whole story to rest. Instead of creating the mystery of, I don't know, I woke up and then it was on me.
Sure was on me.
aliens descended. They probed me and they dressed me in the shirt. Left me by the side of the road. You're magical.
Yeah.
You know who else is magical? Ryan freaking Reynolds. People seem to enjoy his work in a film called Deadpool.
Yeah!
Stay to the top of the box office list yet again for a second weekend, raking in another $55 million and passing the $200 million mark here in North America.
I saw yesterday, Ralph, that it's now the biggest of all the X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah. Yes, by far.
By far, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Deadpool's really not an X-Men, so it's kind of hard to...
But wasn't he in an X-Men movie? That's where he was last on screen, was in an X-Men movie, right?
No, he was
part
he was
of the
in,
universe
a little bit? He was in a Wolverine, the Wolverine.
And Wolverine is not an X-Men?
He is.
Oh. Well, I think what I'm saying is all of the movies in that family of about all the different X-Men characters, this is the biggest of all of them.
The properties Fox owns. Yeah. It's hard in the Marvel Universe because certain properties are owned by different movie companies. Sony has the Spider-Man franchise, for example. 20th Century Fox has the X-Men characters. And then Disney has the Avengers and Captain America and Iron Man. So that universe is kind of split up all over the place.
So it's a popular movie.
Yes, exactly, Dean. That was my point initially before he started bringing it. It's the best movie starring a guy named Reynolds since Bert
of all of the X-Men movies. I'm not breaking it down any further than that. All the ones about X-Men. It's the biggest. That's all I'm saying. It's impressive. Because I don't think he was as well known as a lot of the other characters.
This is why the week seems so long.
That's what it is.
This is why it is, yeah. It is on pace, however, to become the number one money-making film ever starring a Marvel character. How about that?
Wow. That's impressive when you consider.
So far, the Avengers from Disney is the number one. But they're saying if it stays on this path, it could eclipse that in terms of box office.
The Cobb salad on point.
We had writer Rhett Reese on Hollywood Babylon over the weekend, and he was terrific. Everyone had a good time. Thanks to Casey, our button pusher, who came out to see the show.
Oh, is that right?
Weekend. Yeah. So, including Casey, that makes one person from this show who has come to see my Hollywood Babylon show. So,
well, you haven't done
500
of
them.
Too. Chip came too. So it's two.
I've wanted to, but it's
Stop
usually
it.
On Fridays and Datelines, so I'm like,
I don't
want
to hear
Ralph.
I wanted to. I wanted to. I don't want to hear I want to.
Ralph, how many
you
Babylons
do you don't do?
Have you done? Is it at 500?
No, no. We've been on for about 5.5 years. We've been doing the show, but total number of episodes, I think, is like 240.
All right, 240. All right. Well, Kevin has meant to get there.
Not I'm going to the one in Boston at the Wilbur in June. I already got my tickets.
You're not going to.
Can't
that.
Wait.
You don't live in Boston.
Yep. See you there.
Kung Fu Panda 3 was second at the box office with $12.5 million, then Risen. CSI Jerusalem came in at number 3. The Witch was 4th in its debut with $8.9 million. How to Be Single was 5th. Then Race was 6th. Zoolander 2, Star Wars The Force Awakens, The Revenant, and Hail Caesar rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Has any one artist ever in the history of music made more money off of one song than Jimmy Buffett has?
I can't imagine there is anyone.
I can't either. Margaritaville has not only been a hit song since 1977, but it's been a restaurant, a hotel, a casino. It's just nothing but money. And now he's got Margaritaville, the mobile game, that's coming to your phone or tablet soon.
Mobile game.
Variety has announced that Jimmy Buffett will have an app available starting this summer where you get to play the Margaritaville game. Where you can look for your lost shaker of salt and explore other Margaritaville-themed experiences in a virtual paradise.
That doesn't sound interesting.
Not even a little bit. Hit the blender button. You have a margarita. Yeah, it's crazy. But I can't think of another artist who's had one hit song who's monetized it as much as Jimmy Buffett. God bless him.
1977.
Seems like a nice guy. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Kyle MacLachlan is 57 years old today. Jeri Ryan, remember her? 7 of 9 from Star Trek? Anything? This thing on?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
48 years old today. She also did the Boston... what was
Legal?
That? No.
Public?
Boston Public. That was the teacher show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was
right.
She was in that as well. James Blunt is 42 years old today, and actress Drew Barrymore celebrates her 41st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks to the awful events in Kalamazoo, Michigan over the weekend, Beer Mug is now the second worst Uber driver in the world. And I got to tell you, I was surprised to find out, you guys, after the show when we were chatting on Friday, that Beer Mug is still, in fact, an Uber driver.
Yeah.
I thought that was a dream.
One time.
That was a dream that died. Remember a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, whatever it was, that Muggs came in and says, guys, I got it. This is the secret to riches is I'm going to be an Uber driver because I got 20 hours a day that I can drive and I'm going to make so much money.
Easy money. It's
easy
like having
money.
An ATM in someone else's card.
And then I was stunned to hear, because I've heard so few Uber stories since, I was stunned to hear that he actually still considers himself a driver.
Well, I mean, that's Muggs. That's Muggs. Muggs just walks through life going, yeah, I'm an Uber driver. Have you driven? Not much.
Mm.
That's him.
Well, at least he bought a brand new car to be an Uber driver.
Okay.
Which
that's
was
what
a
we
great
need to get
idea.
Into. I think we need to crack open the books and figure out how the plan has been working for Muggs 18 months in. What's this feature called?
Well, it's Beer Mug, Master of Finance.
Beer Mug is the Master of Finance. He's so fat he can't button his pants, but he'll save you a dollar or two.
If Mugs, you're looking to make money, this segment will help you grow your personal income unlike ever before. Tips from this man will put you at a financial advantage that your friends will say, this can't be legal.
He's the Jewish Warren Buffett. Muggs, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. You know, just getting through life one finance at a time.
Sure.
Now, Ralph one made reference
to time. What does that even mean?
That you're
already, out of the gate, you're
no
an idiot.
Idea.
Ralph made reference to the fact that you bought a new car for Uber. And I thought part of the attraction for people to become Uber drivers is, hey, you already have a car. Why not use it to make money? What? To explain the thinking behind
that.
Well,
the car I had wasn't really easy to get in and out of the back seat.
No, the engine was a little too big for gas consumption economy.
Okay, and so you sold that one.
Again, yes. Words in the wrong order that don't mean anything.
So you sold the old one, and then you got a new one.
No,
Did
I didn't.
The new car have better gas consumption economy?
Yes. GCE. And no, I didn't really sell the old one before I got the new one.
Okay, but how come? Because if you're going to buy a car with better gas mileage, that would save you money while you're driving around doing your stuff. In addition to while you're
sure. I was so excited.
But being, why own one car when you can own two cars?
Oh,
making
I see.
Two sets of car payments and paying insurance on two vehicles.
I see.
See, you're not the master of finance.
I didn't think it through. Okay,
the smart person would have gotten rid of the first car before they got the new car.
No,
but as was suggested to you at the time, by
yes,
way.
But I got so excited.
But the second car, it was going to pay for itself, Beer Mug. Remember, because
that's
of
right.
all the money you made from Uber,
correct?
You were going to actually make money,
right.
by owning a second car.
And I was so eager and excited to start Uber that I just jumped in right to the new car without getting rid of the old car. And as far as you know, really being consistent with my Uber drives,
yeah. No, there's weeks, sometimes months, in between a drive.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
I haven't been doing that so much
right.
to support myself and the trouble that I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're making two payments and you're not making all of your wonderful Uber money.
I mean, I make my Uber money here and there,
no,
but
you
it's
don't.
Not.
No, you don't make it here and there.
It's not consistent enough.
Unless you want to go swimming.
When's the last time you drove someone?
I think the last time I drove somebody was...
This is February now, if that helps you.
Okay, that does help me. January 10th? 11th?
Okay. Okay. All right, that's 5 weeks ago.
It's a long time
Almost
ago.
Almost 6 weeks ago.
And yeah. I've been sitting there when Allie says, I'm going to from point A to point B, Beer Mug, I'm going to
do my business.
Huge distances.
Right.
I say to Beer Mug, hey, what about this? If you're like in my neighborhood, you can come right to my house.
I don't know. There's a brunch that I'm supposed to go to and naps first.
Then plus, I need
swimming.
To swim.
There's a swim I need to take. How much money would you think you've lost since you've started Uber? How much money has been sucked out of your personal finances?
Let's see. Since January, what is this? I can't even do the math.
This is February.
Give me a rough estimate. What do you think you're losing?
Probably $4,500.
So it's cost you $4,500.
Yeah.
At least. Let's say that's an estimate.
Yeah, it's a rough estimate, yeah.
It is. You have to the red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're down that amount.
It's cost you $4,500 to have the second career.
Yes.
And that's why you're so driven to be an Uber driver.
You don't lose, so you'll bleed out all that money that you've been losing.
I thought I was going to get rid of the first car sooner than I anticipated.
And by sooner, you mean ever?
Ever, yeah, right. And that hasn't really gone so well.
But, Muggs, you know all of this. You know all of this a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. What's preventing you, after you get out of here at a reasonable hour, of going out and driving Uber for 3 or 4 hours?
Oh, I got that one. I got
Kevin,
let me handle
yes,
that.
You have an answer?
Weed. Oh, weed. I forgot about the weed factor.
Innate laziness, perhaps?
And the other problem is when he does drive Uber, he gets some money and he goes right to a fast food restaurant and buys lunch and then spends it. So he spends it as he gets it.
I do not hold on to it very long, though.
But the new adventure has been Beer Mug trying to get rid of his other vehicle.
Yeah.
And the plan has been, you know, he's not going to sell it. He's not going to put it on Craigslist or on some sort of car dealership website.
Why?
Because, Kevin, he's got a genius idea. Okay. He is going to find someone that will simply step in and take over the payments of his car. He's going to meet someone that is willing to pick up the payments of the car. They sign over the pink slip, and then, boom, he's free and clear. He's out from under from this financial burden he's been carrying around.
Which, hey, if there's anybody out there listening right now,
but you had a guy. You had a guy who was all set up.
Well, he fell through. And he didn't want to take over the payments.
Right.
But if you have blame
won't go to CarMax or one of these car selling services because I won't get enough money for it. I should get $100,000 for this car.
Well, Ralph, I
barely runs.
In fact, I did go to CarMax last week
and just as I anticipated, way under what the car value is. Of course, and I expected that.
You think you're going to make money on your old car?
No, I'm not looking to make money on my own car, but I'm just I can't take too much of a upside down hit.
You're out $5,000 already. Anything you do now will be just a lifeboat.
It's just stopping the bleeding is all you're doing at this point.
I'm out $5,000. I mean, on both sides of the spectrum, to be honest. However you look at it, the new car, the old car, I'm going to be upside down either way.
Right, we're saying you could be less upside down by selling that car.
Right. Even if you're cutting your losses, you're not going to break even. That's a given. So just get out.
But I'm going to be if I get out of this car, the first car,
right.
I will be $7,000 negative equity.
Oh well, you made some bad choices.
It's your life's a mess. So that's what happens when your life's a mess. You're not going to make it back. You're not going to find anyone who's going to pay you more than that car is worth. It's a used car.
If they have good credit, they could take over payments with lower payments than I'm making.
Well, this is his plan. He's going to find someone to take over the payments on the car rather than sell it outright. So he's going to walk away from the payments without getting any money back for the car.
Was it Thursday or Friday? Thursday or Friday, I don't remember which. I went to the restroom. When I came back, the whole room was yelling at Muggs, and I think it was about this.
Yes, it was. Because he said, but my concern is that I don't know if my credit union will let someone just come in and pick up the payments. So I need to find a business that takes on people who have people looking to take on their payments, and then they assume the debt of the car, and that person pays them for the thing.
Muggs, you're making your life so much harder for yourself than it needs to be, son.
So I'm looking at whackalone.com or whatever website he said. And we told him, no, that's just, it's a matchmaking service. They find people who are willing to pay to take over the payments. It's not a financial institution. I don't know about that. Yes, we do know about that. So stop going to suckaduck.com or whatever it is and just go to your credit union and just get this taken care of. I got to do some research.
Then he was talking about apps that could do it. Like, you're just going to base it in an app?
Yeah, you could. It's kind of like you put your product up on the app and, you know, people see it.
Right. Wow, that's quite an app.
They contact you. People see it and they contact you and they never get back to you. But,
Muggs,
look, stop
doing
what you're doing. Find a futuristic answer for your problem. Just sell the car to whoever will pay for it and get it out from under.
Cut bait.
Right.
I'll have you guys know I'm so tuned into this that I lost my wallet this morning.
What?
What do you mean?
I don't have any idea where my wallet is. So that can help my finances, right?
This would be a good time to hit that jingle.
Wow.
Beer mug is so fat and he fats. Beer mug is so fat.
I know it's only February, but we've got your Coachella tickets that you can win coming up later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go to KROQ.com for all the details, and we'll tell you how on the way. I'm always grateful when we get a chance to talk to our friend Harvey Levin in the TMZ.com newsroom, not just because he's up to the minute with the latest celebrity stories, but because he's an actual real-life attorney, and he can help us untangle the difficult cases. Hey, Harvey, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great to talk to you. We really appreciate your time. This Kesha story just caught fire over the weekend after the court in New York ruled that she has to continue to work with Dr. Luke, sort of. You want to give our listeners who maybe haven't been following this drama kind of the thumbnail version of what's happening?
So, look, she's saying, I got to get out of this contract. She owes like 7 albums. And she's saying, I can't do it. He raped me. He has emotionally battered me. He has done all sorts of bad things to me. And I need out of this contract. It's just unconscionable to keep me in. For his part, Dr. Luke says, you are a liar, Kesha. You are an extortionist. You are making these allegations of rape so you can humiliate and embarrass me and scare me into letting you out. I did nothing like that. I did not rape you. I didn't abuse you. Sony is sticking by Luke. And she went to court on Friday saying, look, judge, he won't do it. Sony won't do it. Let me out now. And she wanted an emergency order. The judge said no. He said, there's not really evidence of what you're talking about, and you're a free woman. You have a right to record with any producer at Sony, and you don't have to just do it with Dr. Luke. And so right now the battle goes on in court. She hasn't dropped the case, but she certainly lost the first major skirmish.
And that's the part that confused me a little bit. So if she's able to record with other producers, doesn't she still have a personal recording contract with Dr. Luke, meaning that whatever she records with those other producers will still be released on his imprint within the Sony Records family, right?
That's a good question. It may be the case, but even if it is, her problem is not that it's released on his, you know, his imprint. Mm-hmm. Her problem is, I can't work with the guy. The guy raped me. Yeah. And Sony is saying, look, you can work with another producer you're comfortable with. You have a contract. The deal is the deal. But, again, the judge didn't find there was sufficient evidence or really any evidence of rape to justify what she wanted.
And, of course, this has become a very big story, partly because of that, because Kesha, you know, has said numerous times that I woke up and I was naked in his bed and I wasn't consensual and he raped me and everything. But she also didn't go to the police at the time, right?
Right.
And a lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of people are pointing to this story and going, this is why it's so hard for women to come forward, because nobody believes them. You know, and it's becoming a bigger issue than just this lawsuit.
Rape is a hard thing to prove. It is a hard thing to prove. Sometimes it can be proven, but, you know, right now she's having trouble doing it. Now, that doesn't mean she lacks supporters. Taylor Swift just donated $250,000 to her legal fund yesterday, and Kelly Clarkson's behind her, so she's got some support. It's really turning into kind of an ugly battle in the record industry.
It is weird, because she was a, you know, we weren't big fans of her music, but about 5 years ago, she was a huge star. I think that TikTok song maybe was the number one song of the year it was out, and she basically has considered that she cannot record, like she can't work, basically, is what her argument is. How do you think
I don't know if you guys remember, this kind of reminds me, it's not the same circumstances, but it reminds me of George Michael. Remember when he wanted to get out of his contract and he said, I'm just not going to record? Remember that? And he was so hot at the time, and he just kind of faded into the woodwork, and, you know, he's had, you know, modest success, but nothing like had he maybe kept on going. So,
what do you think is going to happen? Can they force her into a studio to work? That doesn't seem possible.
No, I mean, look, ultimately, worst case scenario for her is they say, we want you in the studio. She says no. They could theoretically sue her for breach of contract if they wanted to, and say, look, we plunked down $11 million to promote you, and you had a duty to deliver. You have no basis for making the arguments you have. So Sony could sue her if they wanted.
Okay. All right. Moving on to something that I think we will all enjoy. There was an iHeartRadio concert
oh my God.
A couple of days ago that spotlighted some huge 80s artists. Who was there, Harvey?
Well, I mean, this was a big concert. It was at the Forum, and, you know, among the groups, Culture Club played. So Kris Jenner got up to introduce Culture Club, and I was not at the concert, but I've talked to a bunch of people who were, and they said the crowd was in such a good mood. Apparently it was a fantastic concert, and everybody...
Billy Idol was there, Tears for Fears, Missing Persons. I mean, a great lineup. It was like an 80s K-rock music, you know?
I talked to somebody last night who said it was the best concert she's ever been to. And so she said it was supposedly just fantastic. So everybody's in a good mood, and then Kris Jenner gets up to introduce Culture Club, and the boos were thunderous. I mean, so loud and persistent. She literally had to stop. I mean, she couldn't keep going. It was unbelievable.
I was surprised she went on as long as she did. I watched the video that's on your site, and she did.
It's not like she just got up to say, and here's Culture Club. She had like a paragraph to read.
She went almost a minute while people booed.
Well, and you know, credit to Kris Jenner, because had she gotten off the stage a lot earlier, we wouldn't have been able to run a commercial against the video because it was so short.
Right, exactly. What do you think that's about, Harvey? Are people angry at her for making the Kardashian sisters and inflicting the world with those?
I mean, you guys know better than anybody. I mean, you know, the Kardashians are enormously popular, partly because a lot of people love them and partly because a lot of people hate them. And you watch them because you love them or you love to hate them. And the latter group was at this concert.
Well, I wonder, I mean, look, she's pretty confident in what she's doing. That's not going to shake her at all, right? I mean, she probably high-fived her people after she got down, because that's so much more publicity for her than if she had been received well.
Right. I mean, you know the oldest saying in Hollywood, right? And,
yes.
You know, she got that publicity, so it's just another video that goes to the top of the charts.
Very funny. All right, TMZ.com is where you want to go. Those stories and so much more, including who paid $35,000 for John Lennon's hair. There's a great Beyonce story up there. You can see it all. TMZ.com. Look for TMZ and TMZ Live on Fox Channel 11. TMZ Sports airs Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And the new South of Wilshire game show. If you think you know your celebrities, try to play along. It's a fun game airing Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. on KCOP Channel 13. Harvey, have a great week. We'll do it again next time, sir.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Kevin, I know you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Right.
But Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee for president in 2016.
You keep saying that, but yeah, I don't buy it.
But what I'm telling you now is he won South Carolina handily. He has won in lots of different kinds of states now. Jeb Bush is out. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are behind him. Maybe one of them, maybe eventually support will coalesce around one of them and there'll be a challenge to Donald Trump. But right now, it's looking like a pretty clear path to the nomination for Donald Trump. And then he's in the general election. And then who knows? There's a possibility Donald Trump will be our president.
Nope.
Allie, mm-mm. How is it not going to happen?
It's not going to happen.
Why?
It just won't.
Because you don't want it to?
Yeah.
Because it's a reality
terrifying.
Too terrifying,
yes.
Exactly. Well, the problem is that Donald Trump is still continuing to fight with everybody. I mean, he basically – well, when you start getting in a fight with the Pope, then, you know, it just seems like the Pope should be a pretty easy guy to get along with, right?
Not a lot of Pope beef. Not a lot of that going on.
Very few people are on mocking the Pope. But Donald Trump versus the Pope is what's is in the news right now.
I did get an email from K-Rock listener Dave. Dear Kevin and Bean, I hate to see people not getting along. I'm sure by now you've seen the Pope and Donald Trump and their fight through the media. I have an instant request.
Oh, interesting.
You guys should get Donald Trump and the Pope on the phone and help them work through their issues.
Together.
That's a brilliant idea.
And we'd love to.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
So why fight it out through the media when you can just bring two men together and have them have a conversation and maybe they find out they've got more in common than they do apart?
Correct.
I like it. All right, let's welcome to the show the next president of the United States of America, our friend Donald J. Trump. Hey, Mr. Trump, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you? You're welcome.
What? Now, again, why are we welcome?
Because I'm choosing to be on your show, because that's what I do. I go on shows and get huge ratings.
Mm-hmm.
People like to watch and hear what I have to say, and that's what America needs to make it great again.
Make it great again, okay.
And this is why, you're right, I am going to be the Republican nominee for the presidency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We got you on the line. If you don't mind, we'd like to bring the Pope on the other line. If we have him, Pope Francis joins us now from the Vatican. Hey, Pope, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing fine. We very much appreciate you coming on. This is great that you're willing to talk to Mr. Trump personally.
I think it's a great idea because as a Christian, of course, I am about building bridges, not walls.
That's what you said. Now,
sit down.
Okay, hang on.
Sit down.
Here we go.
Mr. Trump,
you
hang
don't
on.
Get to tell America how to protect America's interests. That's all I'm saying. What do you know?
Listen, all I said was that building a wall between America and Mexico is not the Christian way. If you're more concerned about building walls instead of bridges to bring people together, that is not a Christian, to me, is what I said.
Sit down!
Okay, you can't just tell the Pope to sit down.
Kneel down!
What about what he's saying? Address what he's saying. If you're trying to keep people apart, that is not a very loving Christian thing to do.
A ridiculous statement. First of all, I'm a Christian.
Right.
I'm very happy to be a Christian.
Okay.
And what does this guy know about Christians? What does he know?
Well, he's the Pope.
So what?
Kind of like the head dude.
He's kind of like the head dude.
I am God's voice here on earth.
Oh, whatever. Never with God's voice. How do I know I'm not God's voice? I might be God's voice. Everybody's God's voice. Isn't God inside all of us, really?
Yes, I suppose so, but you seem mean.
Sit down!
So
stupid hat. And, oh, look at me. I have red shoes. You're an idiot.
Donald, we were hoping to bring you two together. It doesn't seem like this is working very well.
This foreigner has no business saying how America should take care of its immigration problems.
Okay,
that's
but
all
why?
I'm saying. He's a foreigner. He probably went, why do we have an American pope? Why do these guys come in and take American jobs? That's what I'm saying.
It's not
an American pope.
It's not an American job. Maybe one day there will be an American pope, but the cardinals choose the person they think best should be the pope, and they chose Pope Francis in this case. And you shouldn't be insulting him. That, calling him an idiot and a loser is not the way to solve this problem.
God put me on earth to minister to my flock, and I love all people. But you're really pushing my buttons, Trump. I will fight you any place, anytime.
No, that's not what we're hoping
bare
for.
Bare knuckles brawl Vatican City.
Not
you
a fight.
And me. We'll pay-per-view it. It'll be the largest pay-per-view in the history of mankind. First I'll be president, then I will fight you for the Pope, for the papacy.
So wait, you're going to be Pope?
Yes, I'm going to be an American Pope. I'm going to make Catholicism great again. That's what I want to do. I'm going to bring it back to where it was. And I'm going to build a wall around the Vatican.
There's already a wall around the Vatican.
I'm going to build a bigger wall around the Vatican. I'm going to punch your lights out and then build a wall. Because that's what I do. I punch and build.
All right. Pope Francis, are you down? Is cage match with Donald Trump?
Oh. I'm praying for you, America. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you.
We need it. If you want to know what Ally McKay is going to be like in 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, we'll introduce you to the beautiful Flossie Dickey coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning, and you will love her as we do. That's on the way.
Thank you so much.
Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday. What's going on?
She needs just to take the long nap, right?
That's
all she wants.
Flossie?
That's all she
Flossie's
wants.
Flossie's awesome, and I want her to live forever.
She doesn't want to.
What are you talking about, Bean? I want her to live forever.
All she wants to do is close her
eyes. She wants what Ralph's saying.
She thinks she wants sweet death?
Yes. She wants to finally close her eyes for the last time.
I think she just wants to be left alone.
No, she just wants to sleep forever.
Well, our listeners will hear the tape, and they can decide coming up.
Congratulations to Ryan Reynolds and company. Deadpool once again at the top of the weekend box office list as we look on a Monday morning. $55 million this weekend, made it number one for the second week in a row, and it has now passed $200 million domestically here in North America and almost as good internationally with that same number. So it's going to be a billion-dollar movie.
Yep.
A matter of time.
I went again this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yep. You know, you weigh all your options, and you go, I don't know, that was, Deadpool was one of a kind. I'm going to go see that again. And it, like I thought, you hear a bunch of different jokes that maybe you didn't hear the first time. You pay more attention.
It's a very rich film. You can get a lot of different stuff out of it each time you see it. And also, the most important lesson I think we all learned from Deadpool is it reminds us how great a song Shoop is.
That is right? A good song.
Right?
Yeah,
how great
really
is that song?
The soundtrack is absurd.
It's pretty awesome.
But also,
Shoop.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 3 is second at the box office with $12.5 million, then Risen. Its debut made $11.8 million. I thought that would make more money, quite frankly. I was expecting that to be number two this week because, you know, they get the church buses out for those kind of films, and they rent out entire theaters, and usually those religious films do very well.
Jesus.
There's that, too. The Witch was fourth. How to Be Single was number five, then Race, Zoolander 2. Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Revenant, and Hail Caesar. Rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Sad news, if like me, you were completely behind the super couple of Peter Facinelli from Supergirl and Blindspot's Jamie Alexander. They were engaged, but they announced over the weekend they've ended their engagement.
Wah, wah, wah.
The couple says working on TV shows on opposite coasts is tougher than they thought, and just impossible to maintain a relationship with that much distance between them. But, of course, they're going to remain the best of friends because they are celebrities, and celebrities never have bad breakups.
That's true, and that's great for them.
Learned.
Yeah. Am I a bad person for not watching Blindspot?
You're a bad person for a lot of reasons.
That's not one of the reasons you're bad.
Should I be watching it? Because I asked because it's coming back next
week.
Look,
it's a good show. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, it's just so dense, and there's so much mythology and backstory, and it's a complex. I don't have the energy. I only have so much time, and there's so much television that you got to whittle down. It's a really good show. Yes, you would enjoy it if you watched it, but I had to let it go.
Okay, understood.
There's just so much going on there. So they split up, which is sad news. Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande, they're full of bad ideas.
Are they?
Yeah. The two of them got together and decided it would be fun to hike up to the Charles Manson murder house.
Okay.
They took a hike to see the location of where Manson's followers committed those heinous murders in the Tate LoBianca murders.
You know what Allie says about hiking?
Murder. Allie, yeah. They're combining the two most dangerous things,
nope,
in your opinion.
I don't support it.
Hiking and murder.
Nope.
Apparently they thought it was exciting and, you know, they were titillated by going to the site of a heinous mass murder.
Seems like something Bean would like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't been there
yet. Except for the hiking part.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Demi Lovato.
Ariana Grande?
If I could drive up there, I'd go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But why would that be a location? Why would that be a spot you'd want to visit? Oh, so that's where that happened.
I actually had a driving instructor when I was 15 getting my permit. He took me to the canyons in Chatsworth. Yeah.
This story can't
no,
have a good
it's
ending.
No, wow. It's not good at all.
No wonder you're worried.
But no, it's very bizarre. He's like, do you want to do freeway today? I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, that's a euphemism.
So
I was free.
Allie, you were 15, like, for God's sake.
Like rusty trombone.
Murder. He took me up in the hills of Chatsworth, where they actually had their secret meetings. And then I went home and told my mom and dad, I'm like, oh, I did the freeway today. Again, not a euphemism. And he took me to where Manson had his secret meetings. And they're like, we're going to make a phone call. And then I had a different instructor.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
That's a draw for a lot of people. It's not my thing, but a lot of people like to go where there's...
Not just...
death.
Death, but like violent, murderous, horrible, evil.
Murderous death.
Even.
Yeah, that's bad.
I went by the In Cold Blood house when
there
I was
we go.
In Iowa.
That's only a bean thing. There's a bean thing. Site of another heinous, murderous crime.
I've been by the Dahmer apartments
of course you have.
Wisconsin.
Of course you have. Look, you have John Wayne Gacy art.
Well,
that's all everyone needs to know about you.
Does it?
That's the perfect indicator. If someone were to drop down and say, tell me something about this Bean, I know nothing about Bean, I would say, he owns artwork from a serial killer. And they would go, oh, got it.
Got
it. That paints the picture, no pun intended, right there. Moving on.
So what happened to Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande?
They were killed.
Oh,
oh all right. Yeah. I hadn't heard about
Did
that.
Did I bury the lead?
Yeah, that's sad.
I didn't see that part.
No,
it's unfortunate.
They're fine, and they tweeted about it, and I'm sure they... They were, I don't know, they were totes aggro or something. I don't know, whatever the kids say today. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kyle MacLachlan's 57 years old today. Cannot wait for the return of Twin Peaks. Cannot wait.
And it's next week or the week after?
Two years from now. But that's all I guess. I can wait, really.
You're going to have
to. Jerry Ryan's 48 years old today. Singer James Blunt is 42. And actress Drew Barrymore is 41. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
All last week, we qualified you by giving you tickets to go see The Cure at the Hollywood Bowl for a grand prize drawing to see the band again in Rome, Italy. We're going to make that phone call to the winner in about 15 minutes or so. So if you're qualified, answer your goddamn phone. That's all I'm saying. I'm sick of talking to an answering machine. Right?
You know the drill.
On the news last week, Good Day Spokane is the show in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And they were interviewing, as you have to do, Allie, you worked in news for many years. If somebody's 100 plus, you have to go interview them on the morning show, right?
Absolutely.
It just comes with the territory.
Right. They usually have big parties at the nursing home, that type of thing.
Right. This woman, Flossie Dickey, is 110. And you can listen to the tape and decide for yourself. I'm not sure she was thrilled by being interviewed on the news.
Good morning. Yes, we are out here at the Cheney Care Center, and I am sitting next to the woman on the front page of the Spokesman Review this morning. This is Flossie Dickey, and check it out, folks. We got her very own Good Day Spokane coffee mug.
Yes. 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 She's 110 and she gets a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Really?
How long do you have to live to get a TV?
And this is the most upbeat, happy, just wants Flossie to have a great time type of reporter.
She is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
Flossie!
dog.
By the way, would you give a 110-year-old a hot cup of coffee to hold? I was so nervous watching this thing that somehow that she wasn't going to be able to hang on to that cup. She was going to drop it into her lap.
Now you think, as a reporter, now you go, okay, well maybe I'll come back at a different time. Although, how many chances are you going to get?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
As many times as she can. She likes to take a nap.
I don't know why this reporter has to repeat everything that she says right after she says it.
The only thing I can think is maybe she feels like the listeners, the people watching at home, are not hearing it because Flossie is real soft-spoken or something, but we can certainly hear it.
Flossie has 3 children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren. You sound like a very busy lady. Yes, she has lived in multiple places.
Okay, can I stop you right there? Explain the premise of her question.
Well, I suppose...
How is she a busy lady because she had 3 kids 80 years ago? Why does that make her busy today?
Well, I would suppose all of the grandkids and all that kind of stuff would have parties or whatever.
Catching up with them, that type of thing.
So she's busy just because she has a lot of members in her family? That makes her busy?
Sure.
All right, she didn't look busy to me.
In the Northwest, even lived in Arizona. She's originally from Oregon. That's where she was born. And Flossie, this morning, we also have some flowers that we would like to give you.
Now, this is funny because the reporter takes the flowers and puts them in Flossie's lap, but that sort of disturbs her a little bit.
She got her nails done. I don't know if you can see, but they're a beautiful pink. Pink and purple, we heard, were your favorite colors. So I'm just going to set those on your lap for you.
All right.
And
They won't stay.
Oh, Flossie.
Because she couldn't hold her legs, and they're falling off of her legs.
Because she's got her coffee, too.
They won't scram them.
I'll hold them. How about that? So that they stay. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
That's the best.
That is so much gold.
Oh, I love that.
By the way, that's a slam dunk question. Yes. Are you excited for your party?
Yeah.
That's just an obvious time waster so she can come up with something else.
Sure.
And Dottie is not having
it. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
You would rather be taking a nap, huh?
Nicole.
Anyway, I'm here with Chris Barr. Chris, you have known Flossie. Come on in here. Yes?
Somebody else come in and talk to me, please.
Please, I'm out.
Hey, someone.
By the way, Flossie Dickey, 110, was a little girl old enough to know what was going on when the Titanic sank. Think about that for a second.
I'm done.
Okay. Think about her being a little kid and the Titanic sinkings, and she's still alive today.
She's seen a lot of death, is what Bean's saying.
Well, I'm saying she's seen a lot of life, too. She's seen a lot of history. It's pretty impressive that she's still alive.
Well, I know there's a bit of a delay here, but stay with me. Can you ask Flossie, 110, obviously she knows a few secrets here. What is the key to live that long?
Yes, I've been trying to get that out of her. Flossie, the people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. I live it.
She doesn't fight it. She lives it. And that's what her granddaughter actually said to me.
Can I just butt in and say, we don't need to ask a 110-year-old the secret to living long, because I assume they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that they can share with us, really, to help us live to be 110. And I don't even want to be 110. She's miserable.
I think that's a question that gets asked of every old person.
Yes,
it's kind of
it
essential.
Needs to be stopped.
Because we're all looking for that secret.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be 100. She's miserable.
Yeah, I don't want to
I do not want to be 110.
When people ask her that, she says she just lives. Any secret food or anything we can all be eating every day to stay alive as long as you?
No.
Nope, just live it. But joining me here is Chris Barr. Chris, you've been known
There's
Flossie
more?
For 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Now she's going to ask somebody in the assisted living home about Flossie.
Tell us a little bit about her and the time that you've known her here at the Cheney Care Center.
She acclimated very quickly. We've had her here. She's a jokester. She does tell jokes.
All right, question.
Is it possible? Are you excited for your party? And her saying, not a little bit. She's being funny?
No.
I don't think so either.
Straight
I don't think
up so either. Means it. She is done.
Yeah, her favorite thing, according to her family, is to sit down and have some whiskey straight up.
There you go.
There you go. Some whiskey straight up. I also heard you enjoy an occasional piece of pie. So, Flossie, happy 110th birthday. If you do the math, she was born in 1906 on February 18th. Matt and Cheerson, we're going to send it back to you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Flossie. And you know what? I think Flossie just wants to say, get that TV camera out of here.
Totally.
Well, why don't you?
Let me sip on my cup of coffee and then take a nap. You know, and who could blame her? Don't fight it, live it.
Live it. So go out and do as Flossie does.
Thanks for being with us this morning. How cool was that?
We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
So Flossie has so little time left. Why torture her with your nonsense?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Flossie.
Hey, you'll see the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Allie brings up a great point. That's Empire of the Sun we're playing right there. When we had those guys in a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember which one it was. It was either Empire or Sun. One of them was going directly to a meeting to find out whether his green card was going to be extended or not, or whether he'd have to leave the country like that day. You think he had a bag packed in the parking lot in case he had to go to the airport immediately?
I don't think they usher you out of the country that quick.
Oh, they did. They give you some time.
I believe you're allowed.
I think
to pack.
We were joking about that, but I don't think they actually.
I don't know how it works, man. I've never been deported
to the airport.
I don't know, man. Well, anyway, I hope it worked out for those guys. They're very nice, and that is a very cool song. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday. I don't know that we've done this phone topic before, but I was fascinated to see the dude who was running around the Sundance Film Festival a couple of weeks ago, who looked very much like Bradley Cooper. And he was using it, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's getting into parties and stuff. He would tell him he's Bradley Cooper. And, of course, I'm sure Bradley Cooper's name is on every list, probably.
Although he was not at Sundance this year. He was in New York doing other things. He did not have a movie at Sundance. There was no reason for him to be at Sundance. But you don't know that if you're just working, you're a bouncer working a club or something. You go, oh, well, it makes sense that Bradley Cooper would be here because I'm at the Sundance Film Festival. What do we know about this guy, Allie? Did you hear anything about what his thing was? I mean, he intentionally was pretending to be Bradley Cooper. It's not just that people assumed it because he looked like it, right? I mean, he was going for it.
Yeah, I remember doing a story when I filled in with Ralph, too. I believe he is a twin, and they both look a lot like Bradley Cooper. They've heard it their whole lives. And then a story came out after Sundance that he's had it. It's exhausting with
what?
All of these ladies that think he looks so much like Bradley. Shut up!
But
suck
one report
up,
that we heard was that he showed up and they asked for ID and that he pulled out his phone and had a screenshot from The Hangover as the wallpaper on his phone. Now,
look,
this is proof.
That's
proof. That's a guy who obviously is trying to take advantage of how much he looks like a celebrity. But what would it be like for you if you looked like a celebrity and you weren't doing it on purpose? It's not your fault. You just do look like that celebrity. That would be, I would think, a pain in the ass, wouldn't it?
Especially in a city like Los Angeles where there's film actors and TV actors and all the industry is here and you do see celebrities all over the place. I can imagine that would just be a drag. Or great.
Every once in a while, you'll see a story like that bartender in Sweden who looks so much like Leonardo DiCaprio. And, you know, I'm sure in Sweden, people don't expect to see Leonardo DiCaprio, so it's probably not that confusing. But if he showed up in L.A., I bet it would be – I mean, it would be turmoil for him, I would think.
Yeah, I would think it would be a hassle.
So that's the topic on the table today. We want to talk to you if you look so much like a celebrity that it is a thing that happens in your life, like something that you can count on, that people are going to come up to you, they're going to talk to you, they're going to ask you questions, they're going to assume you're that person. And I bet this happens a lot, too. If you look enough like a celebrity, I'm not that person. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really not. Well, can you give me an autograph anyway? I mean, I bet those sorts of conversations would happen if you look so much like a person.
Now, who knows if it's annoying to everybody? Maybe like this Bradley Cooper guy, you use it to get into parties or whatever, sign autographs, get the dates, whatever.
Yeah, and we're looking for either way. If you look like a celebrity and you're fine with it, you're happy with it, you like it, that's fine. Or if it's a pain in the ass, we want to hear from you too. I mean, I just got to the point where rather than fight with people, I just learned how to sign Brad Pitt's name. You know, I just felt like,
sure.
At this point, you know,
it happens to you all the time when people just come to your house.
All right. Maybe there is a breakdown in my story there. But if I were in public, right. rather than just argue with them that, no, of course I'm not Brad Pitt, I just sign the autograph and make them happy. That's how I am.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
You're very considerate that way.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067. What celebrity do you look enough like that people come up to you and talk to you about it? They think that you are that person. We want to hear from you. You can also text us if you can't get to the phone at the number 2KROQ. That's 25767. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Talking about celebrity doppelgangers here on the Kevin and Bean Show. There's that guy who made all the news at Sundance last month who looked like Bradley Cooper. Allie, didn't you say that you've been mistaken for Angela Kinsey from The Office?
Before? Yes, Angela from The Office, but not during the Office run. It's when she started doing ads for Nice and Easy. Okay. And then he would be like, you look just like her. Okay.
From the 208 area code? Where's that, you guys? Where's 208?
Don't know, Bean.
Somebody listening says, I look so much like Ashton Kutcher that when I used to work at a dry cleaners, multiple new customers left without using our service because they were sure they were going to be on the TV show Punked. How funny is that? Wow. You walk in, you see Ashton Kutcher behind the counter, you go, nope, not going to do it.
Peggy tweeted that her daughter Ashley looks so much like Anna Kendrick that people would follow her around in cars and take pictures of her.
Oh, wow.
28's Idaho, by the way. I looked it up. All right, let's take your calls now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Steve in Orange. He's on line 8. Let's find out what's up with him.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Who do you look like?
Yes, I've been told I look like the singer for Metallica.
James Hetfield?
Yes, the current look he has. I was at a bar one time shooting pool with some friends, and the bouncer, he came up and he leaning over the pool table staring at me, and I think he's going to throw me out or something. And he says, dude, has anybody ever told you you look like the singer for Metallica, my favorite band? I'm like, yes, dude, I get it all the time. And I'm not even trying.
So, but here's the thing. We're talking about two different levels of how much you look like a celebrity. It's one thing to make note that you look like the person. Has anyone ever thought you were the person?
No. I never heard that. I've only heard I look just like him.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you getting us started. That's some quality beer mug screening right there. Let's try Jeff Diamond Bar, please, line 3.
All right, Jeff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks. You get told you look like...
I look like Gerard Butler from 300. People call me Leonidas.
I'm going to need some pics. Just saying.
No, seriously, I have the beard, everything. And this started, I don't know, about 7 years ago. I went to a local retail store, and the cashier was just staring at me. And then she said, hey, can I have your autograph? And then I said, my autograph for what? And then she said, well, you're Gerard Butler, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm not. And
Jeff, if somebody asks if you're Gerard Butler, you say yes.
I know, I screwed up, right?
Yes. So
yeah, actually, you did.
She actually took a picture with me, and then she had one of her coworkers come over and take a picture with me. And then, like, I don't know, about 6 months ago, I went to a large electronics store, and a guy came up to me, and he said, hey, man, what are your workout secrets? And I said, workout secrets for what? I haven't worked out in years. And he goes, well, when you're getting ready for a movie, like 300.
See, and, you're so buff that people are insisting right. that you work out even when you don't.
You know, that's the funny thing. I'm not. And just to let you guys know, the girlfriend actually absolutely hates it, man, because it brings attention, unwanted attention to me. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it must be tough looking like Gerard Butler. I am actually feeling bad for you right now, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Ashley Garden Grove, please, line 2. Let's get a lady on and see what her problem is.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
You look like who?
I've been told many times that I look like Kirsten Dunst, and I was working at a office supply store, and I was in my office, and I had a customer who was asking to speak to the manager. So when I walked out of my office, I saw this wave of panic come over this man's face, and I get close enough to him to where he goes, oh, my God, you look like the girl from Spider-Man, and I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Like, I don't know what to say, but it was so funny to see him, like, almost die.
And did you... talk to him? Did he want a picture? Anything else?
I mean, after, I guess it's more of a distance thing because people have kind of like looked at me and stared, but then like as I get close enough, it's like, yeah. But I've gotten to the point to where I can't even dye my hair red anymore just because everybody's like, oh my God, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. I'm like, stop it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Ashley. Let's try Eric. He's in Los Angeles. He looks so much like a celebrity. He has had to take pictures with tourists, he tells us. Eric, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I apparently look like it's not as bad as others. It's on A-list, but Edward Byrne, or Ed Byrne.
Yeah, popular actor and director. Yeah.
Because it's an obscure person, I guess people don't believe me when I say I am not this person.
Oh.
And I've gone to the movies, and you're in line waiting for your start time, and I've had, and this has happened several times, that it's usually Japanese tourist groups or groups that are out of the area. They're excited. They want to meet a celebrity. And for whatever reason, this is back when the Sex and the City run was going on, they will come up. Then I will deny that I'm the person. The tour group person's like, oh, yeah, I totally understand. You can't say you're the person. People start pulling out phones. They start taking pictures. And then once that group goes away, there's this, oh, there's a famous person in line seeing our movie. Then you'll get the second wave of people behind you or feet, four or five people back. They'll start taking pictures.
Wow.
You'll deny that you're the person. And it's sort of, it's this odd moment of you sort of become the celebrity of like, please step back and start doing the things that you assume celebrities do.
So you don't like it. You don't like it. It's a pain for you, it sounds like.
Well, it's not an awesome person. It's not like I can totally love the films. But, yeah, it's only Japanese tourist groups. I would say it's mostly the Asian groups that don't believe me.
Right. That's funny. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Victoria Long Beach up next, line 6.
Right, Victoria. Hi.
So I used to have last year blonde hair, and I shaved the side, and I used to get a lot. I look like Natalie Dormer.
Go on.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, from Tudors and Game of Thrones. And I guess it's like the last caller. It was just like a bunch of like foreign tourists that was tell me, hey, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, okay. And all the face where I guess I always get, I look like someone, but I've never gotten a celebrity till I changed my hair.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So does it bother you? Do you fight with them about it? Like argue that you're not really Natalie Dormer, or you just go along with it because that's easier?
So I used to try correcting people. Well, when I had it, I was like, oh, no, you know, I'm not. And I've gotten some that argue, and I was just like, okay, whatever. So I just, like, find the thing.
Just be sure to say to every person as you sign the autograph, John Snow's dead, just to piss him off.
No, but it was funny this one time. They're like, oh, no, just can you sign it? I'll just tell everybody that you are.
Oh, they wanted you to lie just so they had a celebrity meeting. Wow.
That's funny. All right, thank you for the call. Let's do one more, and let's make it Tom and Upland, because he's just calling to brag, and I feel like we need to give him his opportunity.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Bean. Good morning, woman.
Oh, F you, Tom.
I call her the same thing, Tom. Who do you look like, or what's your story?
Well, the story is it's not that I look like her, but a girl that works at a popular eatery in Pasadena named after a large citrus fruit. She looks identical to Jessica Simpson to the point where people think that she's like doing a punk skit where she's bartending, right? Kicker is, this girl does porn.
Yeah, that's quite the kicker.
places I wasn't expecting at all. So you're not calling about somebody you know, just somebody you've seen at a restaurant?
No, this is a girl who she is Jessica Simpson, almost identical,
right?
You know, look-alike.
Okay. And, all right, so if the takeaway from this call is we now have lunch plans, I'm with you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
All right, last week we qualified you by giving you tickets to see Cure at the Hollywood Bowl, and the grand prize drawing was going to be this morning to see the Cure in Rome, Italy. Ran out of music. Kevin, who's our winner, please?
Jose Corona from Compton.
Yay!
It's Corona-geddon? Is it Corona-geddon?
I don't know, but he's a lucky sumbitch because he's going to go to Italy to see The Cure. So way to go. Congratulations. The destination number 5, by the way, of the World Tour 2016 is Coachella tickets. And then you get to see any band on the bill anywhere in the world. Your chance to win that is coming up in just a few minutes. Hey, Ralph, I know you're here for the Showbiz Beat.
Yes.
But right after that, we're going to be taking listener phone calls on any topic. It's time for the first Kevin and Bean's What's Good for the Week. You can call us at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got comments, you've got questions, you've got problems.
You're stuck in Corona-geddon.
Stuck in Corona-geddon.
I think that's over.
Corona-geddon
yes.
Is still a thing.
No.
You don't know.
Actually, was way ahead of schedule. So
everyone's dying. Everyone is dying from Corona-geddon.
Maybe you want to talk about Jesus on The Walking Dead last night or anything that's on your mind. Any topic, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. Your calls are coming up right after the top of the hour. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
It is a Deadpool world. We're just living in it. Once again, number one movie of the week. $55 million made Deadpool top of the list. Kung Fu Panda 3 was second. The new film Risen, story of a guy investigating, hey, how'd that Jesus guy get out of that cave with that rock? What's up? Now you don't even need to see it. Now you've seen the whole film right there.
Jesus.
$11.8 million. The Witch, new horror film, debuted with $8.9 million. That was good enough to make it number four. How to Be Single was fifth. Then Race, the Jesse Owens story. Sixth at the box office, Zoolander 2, Star Wars The Force Awakens, The Revenant, and Hail Caesar, rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Speaking of Deadpool, stop all online petitions for everything, please.
Stop all online petitions.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the one that has people proposing that Deadpool host Saturday Night Live. Especially stop the fill-in-the-blank host Saturday Night Live petitions. Let's stop those.
Because they're fine at picking their own hosts.
They're great at it. They do a good job. It's their business. Leave them be. Plus, Deadpool's a fictional character, and to have that character show up in every sketch in that costume would be dumb. Deeply dumb.
Tedious.
And Deadpool's great and love him in the film, but we don't need him hosting Saturday Night Live. Stop it. 73,000 people who have signed
really?
That petition. Yes.
Wow.
Cut it out. We all love Deadpool. I get it. We all love him. But no, it's dumb. Even Ryan Reynolds thinks it's dumb, but he's better than us, so he didn't just say it's dumb. He released a very funny viral video as Deadpool in response to the petition of him being on Saturday Night Live. And he took an opportunity also to take a shot at Kanye West at the same time. What Ryan did was he went out and did a surreptitiously obtained audio recording of Deadpool melting down, much like Kanye did on Saturday Night Live backstage, and him talking about how he's 50% more influential than the Kia Sorento. And it's a very funny video. Here's the audio from Ryan Reynolds' rant.
Listen up, Lord Michael. SNL took my like a Pablo without asking. Now I'm okay. That and Rick Taylor. Fake ass. I'm gonna break the mother minute. It's 7 years since X-Men Origins. This shit. I think the biggest overrated on movie of all time. Are they crazy? I'm 50% more influential than MC Hammer. Apostle Judas Iscariot. The Kia Sorento. 10% more influential than Barbara Bush, The Muppets, Bob Newhart. 60% more influential than the iPhone 5, Shredded Cheese, and Dr. Ruth. 7% less influential than the Urban Dictionary. Don't with me. Don't with me. Dead or Alive. 3% more than Wolverine. Yeah.
There you go. There's his response.
I now want him to host Saturday Night Live.
Stop it! Can Ryan Reynolds just host? Can we have Ryan Reynolds host?
Yeah, that would be fine. Then you could do a Deadpool sketch, and
we don't have to have Deadpool all the time, do we?
I hope not.
Aaron, surviving Coronageddon okay? Coronageddon is killing people.
I heard it was over.
No,
it's no one died.
Birth defects. It's a
nightmare.
Completely
healthy. You're thinking
of
the Zika virus.
It's everywhere, and it's all things.
How could it be everywhere and all things?
Right?
Like John.
That's my point. Well, here's good news. If you have to navigate through difficult traffic situations, who better to have you guide? Rather, who better to guide you on your way? Especially if you have Waze, if you want to pop on the Waze app and take a listen. Who better to guide you through the turn-by-turn directions of life than God himself? Morgan Freeman. Morgan
nice.
Freeman will now be an option on Waze. You can punch him up and he will tell you, now it's time to make a left. You have to do that for the whole ride. How comforting would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be the best. I didn't know this, but Waze already has several other celebrities that have partnered up with them that you can get directions from. Stephen Colbert. I would be concerned he was screwing with me. Though,
yeah.
And sending me the wrong way.
Turn left. No, I'm just kidding.
Kevin Hart? Is that the voice you want to come out of your phone with?
No.
Make a left now! Why are you going right?
He just yells all the time.
And, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger can teach you. Turn left if you want to live. Give you instructions like that. There. Today's celebrity birthdays. Drew Barrymore is 41 years old today. Singer James Blunt turns 42. Jeri Ryan. She's lovely.
and talented, 48 years old, and actor Kyle MacLachlan. Some may say they know him best from Sex and the City. I would say nay. Nay, I would say. It's Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, Dune.
Right. Right.
Guy's got a pretty impressive resume. 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun hour. I'm really looking forward to this. First of all, we're going to talk to actress Bridget Regan, who, of course, is Dottie Underwood on Agent Carter, who we all love so much. That's later this hour. And Kevin, are you ready for this? Kevin Mad Libs the News in about 15 minutes. It's your favorite.
It's not my favorite.
Kevin Mad Libs the News.
It's not my favorite.
It's coming up. But first, what's good?
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
What's good indeed? We love our listeners and we appreciate you so much. And we love it when you call with topics that we just haven't had time for previously, like Mike in Duarte. He's on line two. And I know this one's got Allie's attention.
Hey, Mike.
What to do, guys?
What's good?
Hey, have you guys had any chance to hear or see any videos on the Gronk cruise?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, y'all, it's spectacular. I was listening to the sports radio, and they have a correspondent out there doing, I guess, this video and doing interviews with him and the girls.
Is it Sarah Spain at ESPN?
You know what? I don't know who it was. It was a guy doing it. I think it might have been from the Boston Globe or someone in Boston.
Now let me just say this. Man. Let me just say this for listeners who don't know. Rob Gronkowski is a very popular player, very he's a fun player. He's a guy who enjoys his life and likes others around him to enjoy their lives as well.
He plays
for the Patriots, and this isn't the first year he's done this, right, Ellie? Cruise? He does a thing on a cruise where he and his brothers go out. In this case, it was a trip to the Bahamas, I think, leaving from Florida. And most of the people, and there are hundreds of people go on to be with Gronk, but most of the people on the boat don't know it's a Gronk cruise. So imagine their surprise.
What?
It's not the whole boat isn't filled up with people just signing up to be with Gronk. They're part of the boat.
They were saying there were like 700 people for the Gronk cruise, but there are another 1,600 who were there just for the cruise.
You imagine.
What a bummer for those people.
It be like if you're like a 75-year-old who just wants to go and have a nice, quiet, peaceful shuffleboard on deck, you know, while you're on your way to the Bahamas, and you have all of these Patriots fans all over the boat?
Well, it's all the drunk girls out there. Like I said, find the interviews. It's priceless.
Yeah, there's a woman named Sarah Spain. She's the only one that was actually allowed to go as an official member of the press.
Right.
And, oh, my God, her Instagram videos and her Instagram feed is just bro heaven. You see four girls laying on top of Gronkowski, and he has to do push-ups. It's just, it's awesome. And my biggest nightmare.
That is a great tip, Mike. We very much appreciate you calling. That's awesome. All right, let's try John, Los Angeles. He's up next. 1-800-520-1067 for What's Good. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How we doing, Kevin Bean and woman?
Her name is Allie.
That's not funny, though.
Yes, go ahead.
It's just sexist and dickish.
You know what's pissing me off? Thin crust pizza is taking the world by storm.
I love thin crust pizza.
Well, listen, I'm a big thin crust guy myself, but this new revolution of, like, pieology, glazed pizza, and pizza revolution, actually, it's this, like, skinny crust, cracker-thin pizza, and, you know, me being a thin crust guy, it just puts me in a weird position, because now I don't even know how to eat
it. Really ruining your life.
It puts me in a weird position. Just don't get it.
So hold on a second. I don't understand, John. You like thin crust pizza. What's your problem with the new kind? What are you talking about that's different that's out there now that you don't like?
Okay, because there's like these pieologies and like these new places in Los Angeles that are basically like subways for pizza.
Okay.
You go in there, you assemble your pizza. It takes 5 minutes to put the little cracker in the oven. And then it comes out really quick, and it's just this really disgusting like tomato cracker. And it drives me crazy, guys.
Okay, now, John, so my question is, why go to that place?
Well, I'm being deceived left and right, okay? Everywhere I go, it seems like I'm just getting sneak attacked by this.
So more and more places are turning into Pieology and Blaze and other places like that that are doing this modern pizza, and now it's getting harder and harder for you to pick the old-school thin-crust pizza places.
That is exactly what I'm talking about, man. It's a struggle.
It is a struggle. The struggle is real, man. The struggle is real. I think you just have to put a little bit more time into your day into doing some due diligence and making sure you don't get suckered, man.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much for that.
All right. We feel your pain. We do. All right. Let's try Ness Glendora Line 1 up next. And a spoiler alert, we are going to, for 60 seconds, discuss last night's The Walking Dead on AMC. If you've not yet seen it, you might not want to hear this call. Ness, welcome to the show. What's good?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Walking Dead, super fan. Jesus, what about him, huh? Crazy, right?
What about Flying Jesus?
Ness, we're discussing this off the air today. How did he go from being tied up and left on the side of the road to on top of the truck that Rick and Daryl are driving like 10 seconds later? How did he do it?
With a name like Jesus, what can he do?
Well, I guess that's it. I guess he's got magical powers or something. All right. Is he going to turn out to be a good guy or a bad guy?
I believe he's going to be a good guy. I think what he is another scout. Another scout for another neighborhood, probably.
And you don't think he has any – and I know that this is already covered in the comics, but for those of us who don't read the books, you don't think he has anything to do with Negan?
I don't think so. The way the story differs from the TV to the comic book, you never know.
You never know. You know? Right.
But if they do stick true to the comic book, the viewers are in for a hell of a surprise.
Wasn't that just two great episodes in a row?
Right. I mean, this whole series is amazing, book and show. I'm super fan.
Well, we're right there with you, buddy. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. All right. Who do you like next year, Kevin? We got time for maybe one more, maybe two.
Let's go to Trent in Riverside. Hey, Trent.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Trent.
Oh, you sound a little down. What can we do for you?
It's Monday, and I'm half awake, so please bear with me.
All right. Well, what's good?
I was just wondering, what's the obsession with this song that's been playing on the air, this 7 years old song, and I never wanted to be this caller because you guys always have people calling in bitching about the White Stripes and all that, but I mean, this song just, it reminds me of when you're in elementary school and you hear that kid reading his essay and he can't find a different way to start a sentence.
It's like a kid who maybe should have spent 10 extra minutes with a thesaurus to figure out a way to not be so repetitive.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's a great song. He has a great voice, but it's just the way that it's set up. I just have to turn off my radio every time that I hear it. And the problem with that is that I hear it almost every other hour.
So you want us to play it next? That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm getting.
Not what I'm
absolutely.
Hearing. Trent. Nope.
Oh, my God.
I feel you, Trent. And the look, I can't explain. There are people who love that song. It's their favorite song. There are other people who like you or just hate it. And there's no way every song we play is going to be everybody's favorite. Like, the answer is only that people just have different tastes. And sometimes you just can't figure out why something pushes somebody else's button, but it just does.
But once he was 7 years old.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So that's true. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. What's good?
We're going to talk to actress Bridget Regan coming up in about 10 minutes or so. She is one of the stars of Agent Carter, and I think Peggy has really met her match with Dottie. Don't you, Ralph?
No.
Really?
Who captured her?
True.
Agent Carter. So why don't you pipe down?
I'm just saying that... Agent Underwood has got some mad skills. That's all I'm saying.
She's not an agent.
Talk to... she is, but for the commies.
She's an assassin.
Right. I talked to Bridget
coming
up.
She's from the Black Widow program. She's not an agent. She doesn't belong to some agency. I think you need to stand down.
Kevin, refresh my memory if you would, Kevin, because I'm confused. That I got a lot going on in my pretty little head, and I can't keep everything straight. You do or do not watch the news?
I don't watch the news.
Why?
What? You don't?
Because I'm a kid.
Oh, that's
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
You are a kid.
All right. So that's why this feature is so much fun. It's time for another round of Kevin Mad Libs the News.
Kevin Mad Libs the News. Oh, what will he say? Kevin Mad Libs the News. His brain's puree. Kevin Mad Libs the News. Can't remember today. Kevin Mad Libs the News. Oh, what will he say?
I don't watch the news.
A lot of stuff going on in the world.
Oh, it's a very complicated time.
And Kevin retains none of it.
Correct.
So part of the fun is we just read a story and we leave it an important part of the story blank, and then Kevin fills it in with whatever pops into his head.
Yeah.
Which is always entertaining.
Not always.
A lot of stuff going on in the news, Kevin.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, there is, Ralph.
You've enjoyed the movie Deadpool, monster hit juggernaut movie Deadpool. Huge numbers at the box office. It is, it's going to be one of the most successful comic movies of all time. I know you've seen it a
Ryan
couple
Reynolds.
Times already. Ryan Reynolds is great in the film. He's, you know, why are you bowing? That wasn't even the question.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds, of course, is great in the film. Terrific as Deadpool. And, of course, Deadpool's alter ego, which is, you know, his real name, his secret identity.
I didn't know he had a secret identity. Paul? Is it Paul?
I didn't know. Wade Wilson.
Oh, Wade Wilson, right.
That's right. Mercenary Wade
totally
Wilson.
Totally forgot about that. Wade Wilson.
Did
they not mention that in the movie, Kevin?
They mentioned a lot, actually.
A lot, actually. It's all over the film, yeah. Constantly. And I know you've seen it twice, so I just knew that, yes. That would be something you knew right away.
Being the bartender has a death pool, and he's betting on Wade Wilson.
Yeah, it's written there in big letters.
Yeah.
Throughout the film.
But his friends call him Paul.
Nope. Paul never comes up. Not once.
All right.
You know, I know, Kevin, what a big hockey fan you are, too.
Yes.
And today is the anniversary, believe it or not, in the Do You Believe in Miracles game from 1980, United States Olympic team defeated the Soviets at the Winter Olympics, held in of course, this city, Kevin?
Montreal.
Nope. That'd be Lake Placid, New York.
Lake Placid?
Lake Placid, New York was a big deal because it was here in the States.
Did you say New York?
Yeah. Lake Placid, New York. Yeah. Here in the United States.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay. Not Montreal.
Nope. the biggest, hottest ticket on Broadway right now is a musical about this founding father and the nation's first Treasury Secretary, of course.
John Adams.
Hamilton would be the name. Hamilton.
John
would be
Adams
the name.
Hamilton.
Nope, just Alexander Hamilton was the featured.
Hamilton.
Is the featured founding father of Hamilton, the smash hit Broadway.
Now, Kevin, you watched the Grammys, right? You saw them.
Yeah, I was there.
You were at the Grammys. Yeah. Okay, so you saw that whole thing that they did,
beaming
in from New York, and they had the cast of Hamilton singing that song live on the show.
It was impressive.
But you watched it with your own eyes a week ago, right?
Right.
And it didn't cross your mind that maybe Ralph was talking about that smash musical on Broadway that you just saw a scene from a week ago?
I thought
it was about John Adams. You thought Hamilton was about John Adams?
It's been a week, Dean.
That's true. It has been.
My retention levels are a couple of days, maybe.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
Adele still number one in the best-selling albums right now with her album, Smash Hit Album 25. Adele, of course, is one of those rare artists that goes by the one name, but most people know her second name, her last name. Adele's last name.
Utley. Adele Utley.
No, Atkins.
Atkins.
We're looking for Adele.
Close.
Atkins is her name.
Not close.
But it's not close at all.
Okay. I didn't know that, Kevin.
Wow, that's why you didn't get tickets to the Secret Show, I guess.
I can't believe Kevin did not guess Dazeem, by the way. I'm stunned by that.
And we had a big conversation. Had to say goodbye to the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the book To Kill a Mockingbird. Of course, smash hit, then made a smash hit movie. One of the best known and appreciated novels in American history. So we say goodbye to author, Kevin, the author of that book.
Peggy Noonan.
Wow, Peggy Noonan is an actual real person.
I don't know where that came
She's
from.
She's a writer, too, a journalist.
See?
Yes.
So I was right?
No.
Well, no.
Harper Lee.
Harper Lee
was the famous author of that famous book.
Yeah, we spent like an hour on that Friday.
Yep.
If I remember correctly.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really stuck, though, didn't it? That hour.
And lastly, another sex scandal around this political figure. Of course, he was the governor of New York until he had to resign because of the prostitution scandal that took him out of office. Now, apparently, he roughed up another former prostitute when she told him that she'd be returning to Russia. He was very upset, according to charges, and now he's facing criminal action again. The governor, of course, we're talking about from New York.
Of New York.
Yes. From in 2007, 2008, the governor of New York.
You know where Montreal is.
I remember Spitz.
Yes.
Wow.
But that's just what the prostitute said.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, Elliot Spitzer.
Elliot Spitzer.
Governor Elliot Spitzer.
That was close.
It was
Kevin.
Close, and I think we could get a half a point.
Governor Spitzer's a hell of a swimmer, too, though, right?
Kevin, Matt lives the news. Oh, what will he say?
I don't know.
So, Ralph Garman, why is this a Kevin and Bean have to stand down thing?
Where because you guys don't know.
But we love Agent Carter.
You don't know.
Well, we don't know. That's true.
Well, then you see my point.
That's very true.
But why can't we talk to Bridget Regan, who's on the phone, who plays Dottie Underwood on Agent Carter, if we love her and we love the show and we watch the show?
Mostly because you're creepy.
Because you're creepy.
We're not creepy.
And
we're,
you might
well,
have, Bean,
you
are.
Kevin isn't.
How
but
dare you?
Bean, yes.
Our next guest is well known for her work on series like White Collar and Jane the Virgin. But as I mentioned, she is currently Dottie Underwood on one of the best shows on TV, Marvel's Agent Carter, which airs Tuesday night at 9. Please welcome Bridget Regan to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Bridget.
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're doing great, but Ralph doesn't trust us to talk to you, so we'll let him get started, I guess.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, well, they're not to be trusted,
you're
Bridget.
You're the real fan.
Yes, I'm a hardcore fan of the show, and I just think it's amazing. You know, I know we talk a lot about diversity in television and film, but Agent Carter is just a show that is filled with strong female characters that are all equally amazing and entertaining. It must be so great to be part of that cast.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a dream role. Every day on set, I'm like, really? I get to do this now? I get to go in and, you know, rob a bank and, you know, kick ass and wear amazing clothes and look so awesome. And Dottie's just the most fun ever. And I don't know what that says about me and my character, that I love playing a psychopath.
Well, she is pure evil, but she's violent. She's also charming as hell. And
hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, and the stuff with you and James Darcy last week, the two of you working together, was just so fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's not work. That's just fun. it's not I'm like, wow, and they're paying me to do this. This is a dream.
Did you have to learn those dance moves, or did you bring skills?
I brought skills. And on the other hand, had to learn. I grew up dancing, and I was like, you know, when I was little, even my mom put me in cotillion. Anybody do cotillion ever, where you have to like the girls wear the white gloves and the boys like have to lead the girl on the dance floor and you learn the waltz and the cha-cha?
No,
and all
no.
That
sounds like a miserable time.
Isn't that from like the 1860s, Bridget? Is that still a thing?
Apparently it was still going on in the 90s in San Diego, where I'm from. So I had no, I mean, the waltz was pretty basic, but coming up in a future episode, you'll see a little more of my dance training.
Okay.
What is it about your skills and your background that allow you to be so convincing in the fight sequences on this show? Because you really look great when you're doing that stuff.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, it's really good choreography, and, you know, they shoot it really well. I mean, we spent 2 days filming that vault scene, and so every shot is specified to really highlight, and you know that, like, remember that coin, like when the bag breaks and all the coins go everywhere in the slow-mo shot? I mean, I think Haley and I had to do that shot. Like, they hit me with a bag of coins.
Should hit you in the back of the head with coins?
Thankfully they weren't real coins, but you know, we eventually got it. But I would say, you know, yes, I have some fight training from, you know, school and everything, but mostly Haley and I, we both approach the fights in the same way, with a lot of gusto. We know there's going to be a few little bumps and bruises, but we break it down piece by piece and just, you know, try our best. Thankfully, they give me some high kicks, which are my thing. I'm like, just give me some high kicks and I'll be happy.
Yeah, Haley told us she used to be in an all-female rugby league, so I would be terrified to fight her, I think.
I have not been in an all-female rugby league, so, but she's really strong. She's super focused, and, you know, we both, you know, they don't often always let actors fight actors. Usually they have the actor fight the stunt person because of safety, and you never know if someone's going to get too revved up and like actually punch someone.
Right.
So, but Haley and I both, we are, you know, we're both confident enough, so they do let us have a go actually fighting each other. Which
that's cool.
Which is actually what ended up in the show. There's really no, I think there's like a couple shots, like when I had to kick her in the stomach, you know, I kicked her stunt woman who was wearing like a pad on her stomach, so I didn't actually have to like, you know, knock the wind out of Haley. But most of that fight in the opening is just us.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Ralph brought up the strong women on this show, and I honestly think that Peggy and Dottie are attracted to each other, not like that, but just because they have so much. No. I'm saying not like that at all. I'm saying I feel like they can't believe they found somebody else out in the wild that is their equal, and I think they're fascinated with each other that way because they have so much respect for one another for what great agents they are.
I agree with you. I certainly know that Dottie feels that way about Peggy, but I think that Peggy is more wary of Dottie because she is, you know, a loose cannon, so to speak. You don't know where she's going, what she's doing next.
I mean, I love that she survives and that she's like this cat, nine lives. It's, you know, she's just going to carry on, you know, wreaking havoc and messing with whoever. But yeah, 100%. I mean, Dottie is like completely fascinated with Peggy. And I would say there is, like, the attraction there is, I wouldn't say it's sexual only, but with Dottie, you never know. Because with her,
yeah, right.
I mean, it's like her upbringing, she's been tortured, she's been trained to, you know, use her sexuality as a weapon. It's like, there's a lot going on with that woman. You know?
I've got a quick scene that I want to play. Actress Bridget Regan is on the phone. We're talking about Marvel's Agent Carter, which airs Tuesday nights at 9. This is the scene where you are being interrogated by your friend Haley, playing Peggy Carter here. And you can see, you can almost hear the gears working in your mind as you're figuring out why she's come to visit you in solitary.
Seeing you gives me a real boost.
How do you mean?
Well, let's see. You came here in disguise, not in official SSR capacity. That means you don't want this visit on the record, which means you're probably going behind someone's back. How naughty. So, if you're not here to interrogate me officially, and you've gone to such great lengths to hide the fact that you came at all, I think the reason for your visit is pretty obvious. You need my help.
Listen to what you do with that voice, too, by the way. You're so playing with her.
Oh, God. Bean.
Not like that, you guys.
See, this is what we're afraid of.
No,
Bridget.
Not
I'm
at
sorry.
All like that. I'm saying she's got that extreme confidence, and she totally is just playing with Peggy like a cat in a mouse.
Listen to your voice.
Absolutely. But that's also excellent writing. You know, yeah. How could you not have fun with that? The writers on the show are so good.
Do you think Bean has just volumes of fan fiction at home, Bridget, about you and
come on.
Peggy Carter?
I have been... Nothing creepy about
there.
Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that.
Have you been Googling Peggy?
It's out there. Yeah.
Dottie fanfic?
Yeah, it's out there. Slash Peggy's out there.
Speaking of what's on the internet, Bridget, I have to ask, what do you think of the people who have created this whole scenario where you're Wonder Woman? They put you into the suit and they put you into all these scenes you to be Wonder Woman. What do you think of that?
I'm mostly impressed with people's like photoshopping skills. That is like really impressive when they go to all that lengths to like, you know, add the costume on me and everything. Well, first of all, I'm flattered. Second of all, I was Wonder Woman when I was 3 years old for Halloween. So I've already done it.
Right.
I remember my mother made my costume. She bought a pair of boys like navy blue underwear and she put white stars all over it. And I remember being like, my sister teased me that I was wearing boys' underwear to school.
Then you kicked her ass, though, right?
Of course. But I remember thinking that the Wonder Woman pose, there's a picture of me doing my Wonder Woman pose, and of course, hands on hips. But instead of, like, having my legs, you know, like, stand apart and standing straight, I have my legs crossed, like, and bent, like I'm doing a pee-pee dance.
Which Wonder Woman is known for.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I have, like, this really stern look on my face, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Well, you'd be a great Wonder Woman. I don't know. Nobody cares what I think, but I think you'd be a great Wonder Woman. All right,
thank you so much.
We have to ask the million-dollar question, and that is, we were all very concerned when we saw that Haley Atwell was named to star in another ABC series, and that made us all very nervous that maybe something's going wrong with Agent Carter. What can you tell us about what you know about the fate of the program after the next few weeks?
Well, I know if anyone could handle two shows, it's Haley Atwell.
Yeah.
I mean, that woman is a force. So, I mean, I guess they're both with ABC, so they would work it out and make it happen. And we've always done shorter, you know, limited runs. First season, we only did 8 episodes with Agent Carter. This season, we only did 10. So it's not like other series that do 22 or 24. You know, I think that time-wise, they could work it out.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm hopeful for that. I would love to do more of Agent Carter, and I got it worked into my contract because now I'm on the show The Last Ship, and I was like, we need to make sure that I can go back and do more, should there be more, because, you know, I love it. But,
okay.
You know, it's one of those things. We all have to wait and see, you know. It's
we
like,
just don't know yet.
Yeah, but I'm hopeful.
Well, you are so great on the show, and Agent Carter has been fantastic this season, and we just love Dottie, and we can't wait to see what happens Tuesday nights at 9. 2 big episodes this week, and then another one next week, and I guess we'll just keep our fingers crossed and see what happens after that. Bridget, it's so great to have you on the show, man. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun. Thanks for watching, Ralph.
You're very welcome, Bridget.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes till 9.
Destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2016 is Coachella. You get a pair of sold-out 3-day passes to the festival, and you're on the standby boarding list. Check this out to see any band playing Coachella anywhere they play in the world. That's got to be the greatest prize, right? Go anywhere in the world you want to go. Well, as you know, Guns N' Roses is headlining one night of Coachella. And we're looking for Guns N' Roses fans to give us a call right now. If you want to win Coachella tickets and be eligible for this grand prize, you can call right now. Guns N' Roses fans only, please, 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to win. We'll make you play a game to earn them. And believe me, you're really going to have to earn them.
Yeah, you are.
Coming up right after 9.
Easiest game ever. We should call this the easiest game in the
really?
World.
Really? You think so?
It's going to be uncanny. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll find out. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
Imagine my surprise coming to work this morning and finding Kevin Ryder working on the show.
What?
Because until I did a little more research, I would have sworn that this news story was about the former Kevin Ryder. About the man who legally changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. Are you familiar with him?
No. Tell us about Bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon first name?
Bacon.
Okay.
First name, double, middle name,
right.
Cheeseburger, last name. Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Right.
And I read that and I said, congratulations, Kevin changed his name to something he really likes.
No, I was going with
Puppy Monkey Baby.
That's right. That's what you would have chosen. Simon Smith, the former Simon Smith, lives in England, 33 years old. And he legally changed his name to, as you heard, Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
All right.
When asked why he chose that name, the former Simon came up with a Kevin-esque answer. Bacon Double Cheeseburger was the first name I came up with, he said. The only person not satisfied with his new name is apparently his fiancée, Isabella. She says she refuses to be known ever as Mrs. Cheeseburger.
So well, I can't blame her.
She might keep her maiden name rather than take his name.
He has a fiancée?
Yes. Isabella is her name, and she is not happy with his choice.
I feel like there's more to his reasoning than he's letting on to that interviewer. Like, there has to be a specific reason you change your name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Not what? Enough facts for
what being. The no, hell? There aren't enough facts. Like, why? Like, somebody needs to drill down and find out why.
Nobody needs to drill
does.
Down. It was a perfectly fun story. We all had a good time with it. Just let it be.
He's just damaged. That's it.
This story has served its purpose.
You ruined it, Bean.
We all
I
had
want
a good
to know
time.
More.
Until you.
There must be a deeper reason behind his choosing.
Get Bacon on the phone. Look, here's all I'm saying, Ralph, is that very few people change their names.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Very few people. So there's got to be a reason why he did.
Right. But we don't care.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
That's, right, Ralph?
That may be the point Bean is missing. We just simply don't care. Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, as expected. Deadpool, once again, atop the weekend box office list with $55 million. Kung Fu Panda 3, Risen, The Witch, and How to Be Single were the top 5 movies in North America. Then Race, Zoolander 2, Star Wars The Force Awakens at number 8, The Revenant, and Hail Caesar were the big moneymakers for the weekend. We gotta do something about Dave. We gotta try to get him out of the closet.
Dave the King of Mexico?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What closet?
He's locked himself in a closet.
What are you talking about?
He won't come out.
Why?
Because he's heartbroken. He's miserable.
Oh, I know why. Yeah.
You didn't hear over the weekend, Kevin?
Very sad.
Paramore lead singer Hayley Williams married her boyfriend.
Oh.
Chad Gilbert, guitarist for Newfound Glory. Just got married. They've been together for 8 years, but I think Dave still thinks he had a shot.
He probably still does.
They were engaged for more than a year. And then this weekend in Nashville, apparently they tied the knot. They are now man and wife.
No!
Dave's not happy. The phrase, I hope he dies, did come up at one point during the conversation. I don't know if that's a true reflection of how he's feeling, but he's not happy.
There's no part of him that is, I'm a fan of Haley's and I want her to be happy, so if this makes her happy, it's good?
No.
He's not at that point, that kind of rationalization yet?
Dave?
Have you met Dave?
He's just in the pure pain mode.
Dave, feeling that way? How silly.
He's in the closet.
How silly of me to think he might be listening to the show.
There's no mic in the closet.
That'd be ridiculous. And I've sort of been engaging in a self-imposed moratorium on Kardashian stories for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer going to feed into the evil that is that family and their ceaseless quest for fame and attention.
I think the best thing we can do to reduce their power is to ignore them. I think that's probably the thing that would bother them the most.
But we are Kardashians. No, right. And in this family, being a good person and a loyal friend is more important than being famous. Fame is fleeting. It's hollow. It means nothing at all without a virtuous heart.
They've learned that lesson,
Robert,
right?
Said Robert Kardashian never.
I laughed out loud when I saw that in the People vs. OJ.
It's like a Funny or Die video. But I could not resist bringing the story to your attention that Kris Jenner over the weekend was attending a concert, an 80s flashback concert, where Boy George and the Culture Club was performing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, knowing her close connection with Boy George and the Culture Club, when you think Culture Club, you think Kris Jenner, right?
Not really at all.
Oh. Well, they brought her out on stage to introduce the band. And I was gladdened. I was enchanted. I was buoyed up, if you will, by the reaction the crowd had to Kris Jenner, thinking maybe the tide has turned. Maybe America is starting to realize that they're a blight that needs to be wiped out in our lifetime. Because when she hit the stage, a downpour, a deluge of boos rained down upon her from the audience.
Sweet.
So much so that she was almost drowned out. You couldn't hear her in the facility. Apparently it was filmed, so you could... There's a clip online where you can hear her actually talking clearly into the microphone. You just hear sort of the boos in the background.
Right.
I prefer the version of people recording it from the house, from the audience, and you can barely hear her over the loudspeaker while people express their dismay for her. It didn't stop for her entire introduction. They would not allow her to speak. And then when she was escorted off the stage, that's when they finally relented. But it was pretty magical. It was pretty special.
That's sweet.
Today's celebrity birthdays. One of our favorites, comedian Eliza Schlesinger, celebrates her birthday today. She's 33. Happy birthday. Drew Barrymore is 41 years old. James Blunt turns 42. Jeri Ryan, 7 of 9, as she was known. Back in her Star Trek days, 48 years old, and actor Kyle MacLachlan is 57. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. For the purposes of this giveaway, we're all pretending that Guns N' Roses is going to show up on the Saturday night at Coachella, right? We're pretending that they're really going to be there.
We believe they are, Bean.
Okay. All right. Right now, we got a pair of sold-out three-day passes to Coachella. Plus, you'll be on the standby boarding list for the grand prize drawing we do next Monday to see any band playing Coachella anywhere that they play in the world in 2016. This is an amazing world tour prize, and we're going to do it with a game that we like to call Ally Roki.
This is Ally Roki.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That was Allie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Bean.
Allie? I knew it was bad when Omar ran out of the room during that take.
Pain.
He said, we got it.
All right.
You were like, you want me to do it again?
Nope. So, Allie, you are a singer or you're not a singer?
I mean, did you hear it?
Oh, okay.
She just nailed it.
All right.
Nailed
so you're going to be singing parts of a Guns N' Roses song. Mm-hmm. All the caller on the line will have to do is tell us what title you are singing. If you were waiting for something worse than Omar Roki, I think we may have found it. Kevin, who's our first contestant?
First, we have Tracy in Agoura Hills. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Welcome to Ally Roki.
Thank you.
Listen up. She's going to sing. What Guns N' Roses song is she doing for you? If you're right, you go into the drawing.
Okay.
All right. You ready, Tracy?
I am.
All right.
Right, you wish yourself, so they say. Gotta keep pushing for the fortune of fame. You know, it's a gamble when it's all just a game. You're cheating like a capital crime.
Wow.
Everybody's doing the time.
Oh, Paradise City.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds just like him.
Can you stand by in case he doesn't show? Because they may need you to sing.
No problem.
Okay.
That hurts.
I got you, Slash.
Let's go to Eric in Los Angeles. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, Eric.
Good luck. Here's Allie.
If we could take the time to lay it on the line, I could rest my head just knowing that you are mine. Oh, mine.
And
the name of that song is?
It is You Could Be Mine.
That's a great guess based on the lyrics, but no,
damn.
It's November Rain.
It's pretty good.
I figured out what Allie is doing here.
Yeah.
Allie is doing Jack Black and Tenacious D. That's what she's doing.
And now I'm doing Axl Rose.
Oh, that's Axl Rose.
Yeah,
that
sounds just like him.
Let's go to Aaron in Buena Park.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
How have you been doing, Aaron? Like, spot on, right?
Pretty good. I've gone past two, so.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Here we go.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I'd hate to look into those eyes.
Let me finish.
No, don't let her finish.
I see an ounce of pain.
Aaron, what song is that?
Sweet Child of Mine?
Yes, it is. All right, so Tracy and Aaron are in the drawing so far, playing for Coachella tickets. See Guns N' Roses on Saturday night.
Hold on, Mike.
Who's next, Kevin?
Mike in Northridge is next.
Hello. Ready, Mike?
Hey.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
It's going to be hard to tell what she's singing, but yeah, I'm ready.
Good luck.
Because it's so awesome?
That's what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We got everything you want, honey. We know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got plenty of people in the drawing. I'm content to just pull the plug anytime you say
it. Tough because it's a lower register for me, but this is, I think it's where I shine.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more. Let's go to Chris in Yorba-Linda. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Shed a tear because I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Girl, I
yes, it is. He said it. It's patient. You can stop singing.
About you every day.
He got it. He already got it.
Oh, yeah,
it's patience. That was awesome. All right, you're in the drawing as well.
See, because it's a lower register for
Axel. Right.
Beautiful.
For Axel. All right, so we got some Chris, some Mike, some Aaron, and some Tracy all in the drawing for Coachella tickets and standby boarding list to see any band playing the festival anywhere they play in the world in 2016. Chip, who's our winner this time around?
Tracy.
Yay!
Tracy. Congratulations, Tracy.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
Enjoy the show. Thanks for playing the game. Allie, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 938.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you do your thing, real quick, sure. We forgot that K-Rock is giving away tickets to Bear Mountain. We're storming Bear Mountain on Sunday, February 20th. Right. We got a 4-pack of lift tickets for you right now, plus a K-Rock Locals Only concert that's going to be great with DJ Jeremiah Red and Run River North is going to be there. New Beat Fund. It's going to be a fun time on the deck there at Bear Mountain. If you want to go, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Callers 10 through 14. You win this hour on The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. I got to get some ammo.
We're
storming the mountain.
I don't think it's a nation type thing. It's not a war thing.
Bayonets, I guess we need something for hand-to-hand combat.
Musket.
Grenades. A musket would be good, I think.
I think it's
in case we run into any redcoats.
I think it's just people going up there to ski and snowboard. I think that's
you
all it is.
You said we're storming the mountain.
Well, that's the name of the thing, but that doesn't mean not in a war sense at all.
Well, perhaps you should speak a little bit more accurately when you say things. Daylight savings time.
I apologize. Yeah. Mm.
I heard you guys talking to Donald Trump. That sounds contentious. What's going on there?
He wants to fight the Pope,
GOP's
Ralph.
He's an angry bunch lately.
See, I get that pay-per-view.
See where Sarah Palin's daughter's back in the news, speaking of GOP and TV?
She's pregnant again? Person.
No, she had a newborn daughter,
okay.
Sailor. And she's now in a heated custody battle because she wants Sailor to stay in Alaska rather than share joint custody with the baby's father, Dakota.
Oh, she knows who the father is at least?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he lives in Kentucky, you see, and they're not a couple, and he wants partial custody of the baby. She wants just child support and primary physical custody of the baby. And she is debating whether she's willing to grant visitation rights to this guy who got her pregnant. And also, it's Obama's fault, she added.
So, really?
Yeah, I don't know how he factored it in, but family values. That's all I'm saying, family values. Kevin, how long have you worked for the game?
The game?
Mm-hmm. Are you still his tour manager?
I don't really work for the game.
You're not?
You're a kid?
Don't?
No.
You don't work for the... You're not his tour manager?
No, I am not.
Well...
Why do you
think
that?
Color me confused, then. Because by this story, I thought for sure that you were running his tour for him. Anybody who was hoping to see the game at the Ragamuffin Festival in Auckland, New Zealand on Saturday was disappointed because the game, the rapper, did not make it to the show because he flew to Australia.
Wait, hold on. And he was supposed to be where?
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
Yay! Kevin, God damn it.
He flew in from Dubai on Friday to attend the Ragamuffin Festival and perform there. And was very disappointed when he got to Australia and the Department of Immigration and Border Protection turned him away because he had a visa to perform in New Zealand, and there he was in Australia.
Did he mean to catch a connecting flight
nope.
in Australia on his way to New Zealand? Or
what
did he
part
think they were...
Hey, this story has all the facts you need.
He thought they were the same country.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
That is pretty great.
He,
unless you're at the show hoping to see the game.
He got confused. He said, let's go to the show in Auckland, New Zealand, Australia. It's the same thing. Let's just go there and do that. And so there was much disappointment. Remember the time, Kevin, we were having an event, a Kevin and Bean Valentine's Day party?
No.
And we were at the Roxy. On Sunset. The Sunset Strip. The legendary Roxy is where it was being held. It was Kevin and Bean Love on the Rocks, I believe it was called. That's how we knew it was at the Roxy, because we actually even worked it into the name of the
Rocks.
Event.
Yeah, right.
And there
it.
We all were at the Roxy. We're upstairs at the Roxy, and we're partying,
and
we're
were
looking around.
Fun, weren't we?
And we're looking at our watch and saying, Kevin always shows up late, but this is late even for him. Now we're concerned. Now I'm afraid that he's wrapped himself around a pole, not driving, just walking, probably.
Oh.
Or,
dear.
I mean, who knows where he was? Much concerned. Till Kevin finally showed up and said, yeah, I was at the whiskey.
Ha ha! I mean, technically I was not at the Roxy, but...
Did you go to the whiskey?
Yes.
And were you angry and confused about where
I was
all
angry
were?
At you guys. I was like, how dare they not be here? I was very mad.
Nice work, Kevin.
But you stole someone else's car to get there, though,
no,
right?
That was a whole different party.
Oh, that was something.
That was a different
party. Everybody when Kevin took a car that wasn't his.
I am the games manager.
Now you know why I thought for sure you had to be involved. Because really, would anyone be surprised if Kevin said, come on, let's go. We have to go to Auckland, Australia right now. We're going to be late for the gig if we don't get to Australia, game. It's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Deadpool, still number one. $55 million additional dollars were made this weekend.
Wade Wilson.
Smash hit. Yes, he is. Wade Wilson, that's right. Not Paul, as earlier stated. Kung Fu Panda was third, then Risen, The Witch, and How to Be Single were your top five movies. Race, Zoolander 2, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Revenant, and Hail Caesar were your top 10 movies at the box office. Speaking of Deadpool, a lot of people would like to see Deadpool host Saturday Night Live. No, not Ryan Reynolds. They want Deadpool to be hosting Saturday Night Live, which... As I've said earlier today, stop that. Stop it.
Bean, did you sign that?
I did not. Okay.
73,000 people did, however, an online petition to get Deadpool to host Saturday Night Live.
I know you're tired of the SNL petitions because they do have a booking department and they've done a pretty good job of having the appropriate people host. But the Betty White thing never would have happened if there hadn't been an online petition, and that was an awesome show. The petition is what got Betty White to host the show.
Well, we don't want to miss out on the next Betty White.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes, once in a while, it works out.
Nope.
Okay.
Reynolds has responded via video, a very funny video, in which he spoofs Kanye West's backstage rant at Saturday Night Live. We talked about the Kanye rant during Hollywood Babylon over the weekend because Kevin Smith, my partner in that show, was at Saturday Night Live that night.
Oh, no kidding.
He was in New York with his family, and he was attending Saturday Night Live because one of the stars of Saturday Night Live also is in Yoga Hosers with us. And so he was there, and he said he was sitting in the audience, and you could hear the screaming backstage of Kanye yelling at people before they went live on the air because of some small alterations they made to his set for his performance. And so Kevin was actually there and witnessed it. And now Ryan Reynolds responds in kind, talking about how he's 50% more influential than MC Hammer. And also, I think my favorite part is when Kanye took off on Taylor Swift. fake ass. Ryan Reynolds takes off on Rip Taylor, calling him a fake ass. Here is the audio from Deadpool's backstage rant.
Listen up, Lord Michael. SNL took my like a toddler out without asking. Now I'm him. That and Rip Taylor, fake ass. I'm gonna break the motherfucking internet. It's 7 years since X-Men Origins. This shit. I think the biggest overrated art movie of all time. Are they crazy? I'm 50% more influential than MC Hammer. Apostle Judas Iscariot. The key is Sorrento. 10% more influential than Barton Bush, the Muppets, Bob Newhart. 60% more influential than the iPhone 5, shredded cheese, and Dr. Ruth. 7% less influential than the Urban Dictionary. Don't with me. Don't with me. Dead or alive, 3% more than Wolverine.
Well said. Ryan Reynolds just is the best.
Yep.
He's just got it all. Damn him. Today's celebrity birthdays. One of our favorites, comedian Eliza Schlesinger, celebrates her 33rd birthday today.
Love her.
We love her so much. Drew Barrymore is 41 years old. James Blunt is 42. Jerry Ryan, probably still best known as the Borg, 7 of 9 from Star Trek. She is 48 years old. Kyle MacLachlan celebrates his 57th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have What's Up with Florida. We have comedian Nikki Glaser in studio. We have The Bachelor Report with Ralph and Petros Papadakis.
Oh, boy, it's getting it's raining, Ben.
That's what I've heard.
Yep.
And we continue the K-Rock World Tour 2016 destination number 5, which is 3-day passes to Coachella. And then you get into the drawing to see any band that plays Coachella anywhere they're playing in the world. That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.